Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, July 15, 2024, pre-market report. People, you know what? I'm kind of in a really good mood this morning, despite what happened over this weekend here. People, I don't know another way to say this to you. There is opportunity across the board for us here. First of all, look, let me say this. As a people, if we don't find a way to come together, no matter who is selected to be the next figurehead of any nation, we're done. But with that, and if you want to hold out even the slightest shred of hope that maybe something will eventually turn around, well, you know, you got to at least pray for something, and I think that's what you should be hoping for. Anyway, people, look, with that aside, the fact that Trump now has an absolute lock on the presidency, we have to now look beyond a lot of things and get ourselves more so in a better position for what is coming. And that comes down to, again, just understanding the setup, how things are moving, how cash moves through these markets, and what's already happening. First of all, if you are a follower of this blog and you're watching stock futures this morning, you're watching what's happening to cryptocurrencies and even commodities, you're laughing because this is exactly what you would expect to see, exactly what we've discussed here. Let's talk about that. So again, look, before this assassination attempt, I said Trump was going to win. It looked like the setup here. After the assassination attempt, it's a lock, and I mean lock. And the market knows that. The market was pricing it in prior, pricing in a second Trump presidency prior to the assassination attempt. Now, on the back of this, stock futures this morning are surging. Up triple digits for the Dow and the NASDAQ. S&P 500 also markedly higher. Again, the market realizes a few things are going to happen, and we're going to cover more of this in detail so you can again understand what you need to do moving forward. So record highs for this market, people. Look, first of all, let me say this. We have not had a pullback or a correction in quite a long time. If in fact we do, and I hope we do, get a correction relatively soon, as long as the MMRI remains in a downtrend, okay, this is especially for my lions out here, and I don't believe this is going to change anytime soon. What are you going to do? What are my lions going to do? I'm speaking directly to you, my lions. Exactly. You are going to pounce on this with every ounce of strength that you have. You are going to buy every dip that comes along with regard to the stock market. Not just the stock market, but with regard to cryptocurrencies, with regard to commodities across the board. Opportunity is so in our face right now. Look, there's no guesswork anymore. Okay, there's no, when I had said prior to the assassination attempt on Trump that he was going to win, I did that with a slight amount of trepidation, okay, just a little bit. But now that we understand that, I can't imagine a possible way that Trump is not going to be selected here moving forward. He has multi-billionaires, some of the richest men on the planet right now coming out supporting him after the assassination attempt. That should tell you something as well, people. Look, all right, so this is just too easy. So let's cover these things again from this morning, and I want to read something to you. So not only did we have stock futures higher across the board, you got Bitcoin jumping, cryptocurrencies across the board, Bitcoin over 62,000 and going much, much higher, but expect volatility here. Here's another one from Reuters here. Bitcoin soars to two-week high after Trump attack. Why? What has Trump been telling you and I? What has he been saying over and over and over again? I am the Bitcoin president. I support cryptocurrency, and he's got the whole Republican Party behind him. You think Bitcoin and crypto are going lower? Lower? You're still waiting for it to go to zero? You're going to have a long wait here. Now, this is kind of interesting, too. Bond traders are now eyeing the possibility of a 50-point basis point cut with regard to rates. People, this is just the beginning now. Again, we know where Trump stands with regard to having the Fed keep rates suppressed. The man wanted negative rates during his tenure. We're getting much lower rates moving forward. What does that mean? That doorway that opens up to allow cash to flow into the stock market is going to open even wider. Wider. So where's the top here for the stock market? There is no top. I mean, we're going to see things you're not going to believe. And especially in light of this. Now, you and I spoke about this recently, this mark-to-market accounting that investment banks are maybe using right now. Mark-to-market meaning these institutions can now speculate. In fact, not just speculate. They can make numbers up out of whatever they want and call these profits on future investments that may or may not even be profitable. So here's Goldman Sachs. Profit more than doubles on deal-making jump. This is more than likely because of mark-to-market accounting, which you and I covered here again before anybody else. Now look, a couple things we need to just address again. Let me put this together for you. And I'm going to say it again. Trump will be selected as the next president. And that means a whole new set of dynamics are in play here. Even though I said it before, now that we know it's a lock, we need to start taking action now and today. And I'm going to read something to you that's in your... If you subscribe to my free newsletter, link in the description of this video, this is in your inbox right now. And it covers exactly what you can expect to happen. And I mean, this is what will happen. You want to know the future? Here it is, okay? And I'm urging you to share this as well. You know, ironically, yesterday I ran this poll here, ironically. Let me just read this to you. And I think there was a reason why I put this out. So I wrote, in your opinion, not mine. Okay, some people thought this was mine. Was the assassination attempt on Trump staged? Over 8,000 of you participated in this. More than half of you believe it was staged. Now, the reason why I ran this, okay, is because my email box lit up like a Christmas tree. People who believe that this was staged here. Now, you already know my perspective on this, and in case you don't know, I'm going to read it to you so you're going to know how I feel about it. It should be pretty obvious. Anyway, look, this is going to continue here. Massive, massive asset purchase by the Federal Reserve. Massive debt suppression by the Federal Reserve. A calling for lower rates by Trump himself. The Fed's going to love hearing that. Massive dollar devaluation moving forward. Again, as part of that paper I'm going to read to you. This trend is probably going to become more exaggerated moving forward. So we need to watch this again. It's free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. This takes all the guesswork out of the market, okay? We know where the market's going to go by watching the MMRI, okay? The best, the absolute best risk indicator you're ever going to find anywhere. And again, I'm not saying this because I want you to pay me for it. This is free to everyone on the planet Earth. A link in the description of this video. Let us move forward here, people. Now, I want to read this to you so we can get a better perspective on what we can expect moving forward and where we are now. Anyway, so the title, Trump Assassination Attempt, a Game Changer for the Markets and Beyond. And I'm going to ad-lib through this here. Lions and friends, of course, please feel free to share the article. So Saturday's assassination attempt on Donald Trump is a direct symptom. Do you agree with me on what I'm about to say? I want to hear from you. So, Saturday's assassination attempt on Donald Trump is a direct symptom of the extremely rapid decay in social and moral fabric of what was once known as the United States of America. United States. How about divided states? What America has devolved into is a rabid cesspool of festering hatred and discord, with so-called leaders who lack the guts, that's a fact, or possibly even the intellect, that may be true too, to tell the people the one thing which they want to hear, the truth. We don't get the truth from anywhere anymore. People are being fist-fed a line of nonsense that is truly beyond belief. Instead, all we the people get is fist-fed deception after deception, falsehood after falsehood, lies and more lies and continual distractions. And with that, we have a disaster area economy with now 78% of working adults who are unable to get by, living paycheck to paycheck, record high consumer debt, record high household debt, record high credit card debt, and record high personal debt. Do you believe, and I want to hear from you on this really, because some people are so deluded. Do you really believe that it's just a comedy of errors which has allowed the last three presidents, which include the next president, Trump here, which has allowed the last three presidents to double the national debt? You do realize that that's true. I didn't make this up. Under Obama, Trump, and Biden, we have not watched the national debt double. Now, you also know that in order to maintain the current environment, presidents must continue to inflate. In other words, they must allow the central bank to become more powerful. And that's exactly what they're doing here. The doubling of the national debt under the last three presidents has destroyed we the people, robbed the dollar of its purchasing power, cratered our standard of living, created skyrocketing inflation and soaring deficits. Does this sound about right to you? Yeah, I'm sure it does. However, this doubling of the national debt has exponentially empowered the Federal Reserve. You have to understand the mechanism, and I don't think many of you do, okay? The more debt a central bank, in this case the Fed, is allowed to issue or is called on to issue, not just the stronger they become, but their strength increases exponentially, and their stranglehold on the people becomes stronger. It's an incredible situation. The Federal Reserve, who under the last three presidents is now the most powerful institution on earth, maybe that should give you just a clue, maybe slightly if you have a functioning brain cell, as to who the last three presidents really worked for. We reap what we sow. Isn't that what we've been told? A house divided cannot stand. Does that sound familiar to you? We've been warned, and we're falling apart. We are the divided states of America. And that is exactly why America is not only failing across the board, but will soon join the plethora of failed states going back time immemorial, who have also fallen for the exact same reasons. Now, for the markets, okay, this is probably what you're waiting for, especially my lions out here who already know. My lions and my friends, all of you out here, are by far the most educated and smartest people on the planet. Forget YouTube, okay, with regard to how the markets work. You and I have been ripping the face off of this market for I don't know how freaking long, and we're not going to stop. In fact, more so now. So for the markets, are you ready? Maybe you want to take some notes. I'm kidding. This is in your inbox, all right? So you have this. If you subscribe to my newsletter, again, link in the description of this video. The assassination attempt on Trump has made him a lock to be the next president. With Trump having a second term, are you ready? Expect a stock market which will hit even more record highs moving forward. A much weaker dollar with a great loss of purchasing power, massive and sustained asset purchases, and rate suppression by the Federal Reserve. Sound about right to you? Higher corporate profits, much greater price action distortions across the spectrum of asset classes, and cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin, to surge higher, although also expect a lot of volatility. Why is Greg Manafort, look, I understand, believe me, I understand the crypto space. I think most of you would agree with me. Why Greg Manarino is saying Bitcoin is because Trump is saying he's the Bitcoin president. He said it over and over again. Take the man at his word. At your own peril. If you do not listen to what this man has been telling you, okay, he knows how to make his friends wealthy. You understand? Get on the same bandwagon. Again, if you expect that corporate profits are not going to skyrocket underneath a second presidency of Trump, then you have no idea what's going on. If you do not see that we are going to get massive rate suppression, massive dollar devaluation, how do we know we're going to get that? Because he said repeatedly that the dollar's too strong. People, make this stuff up. I don't believe a word I'm saying. Verify what I say for yourself. All this means is opportunity. Trump is going to give you and I opportunities that you can't possibly believe moving forward. But again, it's not going to change anything. The distortions across the spectrum of asset classes, the markets, the cratering of the world economy. You think that's going to stop? It's going to accelerate. And the faster the economy craters, the higher the market's going to go. It's not going to stop. We are leading up to a climax, people. A climax that is going to, again, spin people's heads around like the freaking Exorcist. You ever see The Exorcist? Go watch The Exorcist and watch what happens. What was that? Reagan, the character Reagan's head spinning around. That's what's going to happen here. Okay, but this presents opportunity again. What we're going to see here is, I believe, more suppression of the price action of commodities, which means what? Opportunity. You can get these on the cheap. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Okay, so get yourself involved in there. Commodities are on sale, and they're going to be more on sale moving forward. Do you see what I'm talking about, people? Look, if you cannot see the things that I have outlined for you, where this channel is about opportunity, and it's a channel for winners. If you don't feel like you fit in, if you are not looking for opportunity, or you do not see yourself as a winner, you need to unsubscribe right here and right now. Just go away. Because again, I have the backs of those people who have enough intellect to realize when they've been given a gift. And that's what we're seeing here, okay? If you're looking for a savior deity for the economy, you ain't getting it. If you're looking for a savior deity to save you from the pit or whatever you're looking for, you ain't getting it. But what you're going to get here is opportunity to at least take advantage of a criminal system, a Babylon system that is designed to destroy you. But you, because you can see things clearly here, all outlined for you, how it's going to play out. I mean, and with the greatest tool in the history of the markets that have been designed, okay, it's too easy. It's too easy. You understand? All right, people, look, as I always say, I got your back and I will never let you down. My promise to all of you has become even more profound, all right? I got your back. I will never let you down. And that, you know, look, people can say what they want, whatever they want. Look at our track record here. Okay, it speaks for itself. We can laugh, all right? We are invincible because we have each other, period. You understand? And again, there is no way on this earth, off this earth, or anywhere else that this guy is going to let a single one of you down. Even those of you that don't like Greg Mannarino or don't like things that Greg Mannarino says. If you follow this strategy, which you and I have already been on for years, well, I mean, again, we nailed it. We have nailed this thing, all right? All right, people, look, you're going to see me later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for my live stream, and I hope to see you there. I want to hear from you. Please comment. Please share the video. And as I said, this is yours, and feel free to share this. You have my permission. Let's let people understand what's going on, because if we can come together, again, we're not, this situation here is a crime in progress. Our enemies do not take a single minute, a second off. So we can't let our guard down ever. You understand? And we need to look for opportunity. And here it is, people. I spelled it out for you across the board. All right? Love all of you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. I will see you later again for the live stream. Until we meet again, please take care of yourselves and each other.